you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island opens its gates April 20th.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. And I'm saying it like that because we have pH, alkaline water, and I had an avocado toast.
WTF, not horrible now.
I mean, well, I had an avocado toast this morning because we are in LA of California. Yay. Welcome, guys. And I don't know if I should even say it like that, but I just feel like, we're in a cult. Welcome to LA. We're a horrible decision.
Mandy had some cocktails at the pool and is mad, okay?
Well, not only that, like I didn't realize if you guys have listened to Horrible Decisions, I'm at the pool, and as I'm in the pool, I say, wait, this is public? It was the Church of Scientology for the world.
Ooh, Kiki, I know they tried to get your ass.
Yeah, welcome, y'all. We have a guest here joining us on
I'm
the
Weezy,
Six
by the way. We're going to be all over the place today because we are really hyped because we want to talk about gagging.
Okay, I want to be gagged. Okay, because I know what y'all do over here, so gag me with the interview question.
Not I'm gag like, you, bitch. I ain't bring my strength.
Palmer. I'm going to be on the floor.
Yes, oh, wait. We have Kiki Palmer
let's
here.
Let's talk
but
about why you're here today.
Oh, okay.
Clap it up for Miss Key TV, the network.
Oh, thank you, girl. We got some stuff working in the things that the kids don't know, but they know.
No, they're about to know when this is out.
Oh, yeah, they are. Okay.
That's right. Kiki,
wait. Go back.
Now, Kiki, we're here to celebrate the launch of your network, Key TV. Thanks. Tell us a little bit about it before we talk about my whole shit you didn't do.
Yeah. So Key TV is pretty much a network I launched based off of what I learned from doing digital. Obviously, I started out traditionally, and I really found my freedom through, you know, honing in on my audience and being able to really have creative freedom digitally. And so I thought, okay, with my platform and just whatever I can use to expose other talents, let's create a network and not only show how to get from point A to point B, but also show how to do it without having to color within the lines. Because I think a lot of people think they got to go through certain doors in order to break through in the industry, and you don't. And digital is one of the main ways that I think people are able to get through, you know. So that's what Key TV Network is really for and about. Yes, the content, but also to say, like, yo, we can make our own waves this way, too.
But you to be in, like, the digital space is interesting because where I met you, of course, was Love and Basketball and also Akilah and the B-Bitch. Oh, yes. Oh, bitch, I Oh, ma'am.
Yeah, I was not in the... But also, I'm so happy to y'all because she did what everybody do to me.
What I do.
This has happened to me for years.
What I do.
I'm not Kyla Pratt, and I'm not Megan.
That wasn't Kiki.
Y'all really just aged me.
Yeah,
y'all
look,
just
see, look,
10 years.
Oh,
take
shit.
It off.
Did I do that too?
Yeah.
But Akilah and the B is you.
Akilah and the B is me now.
Oh, bitch, look. Wait, she just said you thought that was her too, right?
Kyla, also another KP.
But also, here's the problem. KP was fucking a cartoon in real life forever. So we really didn't know her until she like got on the TV show that nobody watched.
What about one-on-one, girl? Come on, one-on-one. One-on-one, yeah.
She didn't want
to. I love that you hit us with the vocals. But what was that? On the WB?
On the WW. Y'all are close. UPN. Before they merged. Y'all was getting there.
There was a year.
But y'all knew what y'all was talking about.
Wait a second.
I'm a huge Tyler Pratt fan. That's why I'm like, I'm cool with it.
But wait. But outside of that, you did do Akilah in the B.
Yes, I did.
You were a whole spelling B ass bitch.
Come on, Chance.
Can I ask?
Spelling B ass bitch.
No, seriously, because
that is hilarious.
Because you're gonna test her on some shit later on.
Oh, that's true.
But what were, when you did that role, did you really know what the fuck you was spelling? Did they completely tell? Like,
girl, it was all about the memorization. It was all about the memorization.
Oh,
I didn't know half.
Like, literally, it was a whole,
that's
like.
That's a really good question. Because did they got to feed you the line to the word?
No. So I just studied it like lines. So I just, you know, learned it just like by memory. But I wasn't like all of a sudden a words whiz, a wordsmith. You know, I don't really actually know how to like
Hold
be
on,
a great speller.
Let me
speller.
Tell you a really hard word that I can never spell.
Okay. See what I mean?
Even spell check, I can't get this shit.
Wait, is it going to be a paraphilia?
Spell chlamydia.
Oh, chlamydia.
Oh.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Spell it, bitch.
Okay, C-H-L-A-M-D.
No, I feel like you already wrong.
I-Y-A? Chlamydia?
That was kind of good. I think it's a Y in the beginning. But anyway.
No way. C-H-L-A-M.
Hold on.
Clum. In the
Hold on. Okay, spell it again. Hold on. Spell it again.
All right.
C?
C-H-A. Am I right? Excuse me. C-H-L.
Uh-huh.
We right.
Uh-huh.
A.
Uh-huh.
M-Y-D-I-A. Chlamydia.
Ooh, bitch, now she know how to spell chlamydia, bitch.
Oh,
period.
Yeah.
So here's
and know how to not get it, too.
Oh, bitch.
Hold on.
So this bitch got chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
I ain't never had chlamydia. And let's make sure that that's on the dot.
Bro,
Wait, is that crabs?
No,
because
crabs.
We are not hosting a sex podcast.
We are, but what is crabs? Because when you go to the doctor, they don't be like, bitch, you got
term?
Crabs. Like, that's a slang term.
Crabs was a slang term.
So what is a slang term for what, bitch? With your we're a sex podcast.
The slang term for chlamydia is the crab.
The clap. So what's the crab?
So what's this? Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, see what I mean?
Slang word for what is crabs the slang word for?
Crab's disease. I'm about to tell you right now, bitch.
Nah, it's eliminated. They ain't got it no more.
So the clap is. What's
Are you
the clap?
Serious?
I'm serious. Black people don't get it because we don't get lice.
Now I'm doing
it.
I'm not able to learn here.
Pediculosis pubis.
Oh no, we wasn't gonna get
pediculosis.
Spell that.
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
Spell that, Akilah.
Tabiculosis.
Tabiculosis pubis.
I give it a pubis.
So let's get back to Key TV and how I was shocked that you even had a show at this name. So Kiki sends me a text and was like, yo, got a network launching. I'm like, congrats. She's like, I have a show I want you to host. Now I'm like, wow, I don't know when she thought I would be an actress, but this is it for me. So I get a call from her producers. Don't know. I have any idea what it is, but I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
Come on, producers. I love that.
She gave me the date. I'm like, I'll be there. I get on the phone with Chelsea and Nora, and Chelsea goes, hey, so we have a great show. It's called Ho and Tell. I start laughing immediately. I said, oh, and this is what Kiki chose for me? Yeah, she thinks she'll be great. I'm sure I will. So
you really step into your whole, like, bag.
You know why I liked it?
Oh, it was fitting.
You are comfortable and fun, and you know, sex doesn't have to be such a real uptight thing, and that's what the show is about. It's just about life and these girls living their life and just being chill and also not being afraid to like tell their stuff.
Someone got their pussy ate on the first episode.
Well, and it's crazy that you're doing that too, because you recently have been playing more risque roles. Like, there was a role that you played where you were, I don't know if you were a sex worker or being pimped out, but you've
I was the pimp, love.
You see what I mean?
Wait,
I,
Hustlers?
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. No, 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 no.
So there was another, I was a dancer.
Yeah, but there was a, no,
but
not Hustlers.
Pimp, I was a pimp.
Thank you.
Is this where my mom was freaking out? What was the name of this movie?
It's called Pimp.
That's the one.
Literally. No, and she played a role where it was just like, wait, she leaned into this too well.
Wait, hold on.
Did you not know about this
stuff?
What
was your real pimp name be?
My real pimp name?
And you was a real pimp.
So my real pimp name would be something like Shawty Lou.
What?
Girl, if you would have gone. I like the Shawty Lou. I like something like Shawty. Shawty with it. I like that.
Wait, what would your pimp name be?
Exactly, thank you.
I only know my OnlyFans name. It's going to be Weezy Wiggles.
That's too nice.
For my toes. Bitch.
Don't nobody take you.
But as a pimp, you can't slap a bitch with the name Wiggles.
I don't have a pimp name ready. I'm a sub.
What about you?
Madam M.
You
bitch.
Was ready.
Not to
you was already that. Because you was ready for that.
A bitch
that
been there, done that. But in seeing like you take more of, I met you as a child actor. And so to see you in like more of these like, even nope, different.
Wait, sorry.
I'm sitting here like, bitch, you've been different, bitch.
In Nope, you played a lesbian.
Well, she could have been fluid. We don't know.
Don't do that.
It was giving.
And Pimp, I was definitely a lesbian. No, she definitely was queer, 100%.
And when I saw that, and I remember watching it like, is she just talking rough? Is this just a pair of jeans? Or is
she not a pair of jeans.
Have you ever, do you know what the Kinsley scale is?
Nope.
So it's basically the scale of where you're talking about the Kinsley scale to homosexual, how you feel throughout the day. And
throughout the day, it's on a daily basis.
Can you do the month?
You
at least the month.
Your life.
Do the month, bitch.
Okay.
So for the most part, I know you being straight, but have you ever thought about being with women or ever dated a girl? And what do you do?
Yeah, I'm definitely in the middle of the scale. I'm definitely like even across the board. Like
really?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like love is love, life is life. Like do your thing, live your life. Like I feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Like that's.
Have you ever had a girlfriend? Oh yeah, girl. Welcome.
I ain't never been locked up and they wouldn't let me out.
Oh, me neither.
I've never been locked up.
Well, you do have a boo now, and girl.
I don't know what
girl. Your little TikToks.
First off, I love that you said, bitch, that nigga acting up right now.
No.
That's what it's giving.
No.
First off, we know him. We know him. It don't matter.
I love what I mean. Nah, but like, I think...
She said, your TikTok? I love her being like, as far as I knew, it was out there.
Because y'all be doing dances and shit. Do you want me doing dances?
I plead the fifth
girl,
so far.
Once you got that nigga to dance, I said, ooh, they're in love.
No, I, as soon as you can get, and it's crazy because like we're in this phase now where people feel like you're either super private, but as soon as a man puts you on social media, now it's serious, right? Yeah. So the fact that you guys are maybe potentially making TikToks or being public.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you as someone who's grown up in the spotlight?
I like what you just said because, you know, it is a thing, right? It's a thing. And I feel like even if you're not a celebrity that you feel this way because it's like, yeah, you're happy. You want everything to be just, yeah, let me be happy. But then you realize that's all that everybody talks about or want to talk to you about or think about when they, your partner. What's going on with the boom? And it's like everything ends up being about. So it just like you feel like there's no happy medium of it when it comes to social media because everything feels like a statement.
Yeah.
And so it just becomes a little spooky, you know, for all parties involved, I think. So for me, I feel like I just try to really be private with it just because of the fact that I don't want that to be my dialogue.
Well, do you feel comfortable being single in the spotlight? Or do you feel like when you find...
I do.
Because the rumors must be worse.
Not even necessarily single, but just not attaching me to anything outside of me. I think sometimes that can be a lot, especially like a woman in any industry is like, it's annoying. Sometimes it can be seen as a vulnerability or people feel like, oh, I know what you're about. Like, there's so many judgments that are made on you, made on your partner, made on what people perceive you as. And it's just... It's, to me, unnecessary and unwanted stress just from the experiences that I've had of just, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. But I do think more people than just entertainers feel that way. That's why most people don't, you know, they could be in whole full marriages and they don't post nothing online.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask you, too. Like, do you feel like as women, even the men listening, that there's like this pressure to your relationship doesn't exist unless the masses know?
Yes.
Unless you're being claimed publicly, like, absolutely. Especially as women, like, right? you a hoe until a nigga claim you publicly type shit.
And that's,
you know,
so
what I mean?
Sad. And that's not true. And I think that, yes, I think in some occasions, somebody could be keeping you private for sneaky reasons. Obviously, there's always that scenario where somebody is being fake. But I know for me, it's always been because I don't want people to be subjected to what I'm subjected to. Mm. And then once they're subjected to it, they're like, yeah, let's go back over there in the shade. Because yeah, it's a lot of lights on you and everybody got something to say.
Oh, yeah, girl, that's why I'm lying to all of y'all right now about what's happening over here in my relationship.
Girl,
I'm lying. I'm making up people. They're all the same person.
And this is the thing. The moment that you do show someone that you're in a relationship or people think you're in a relationship, even if I do a joke about in the gag heads or and I found out and it's like, oh, wow, she's throwing shade. Everything becomes
attached
personal
to that person.
Yeah. Yes. I also hate, like, man, I'm just doing a sketch trying to get a check. This ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in my life for real.
Right.
But that also is annoying, too, because it just, things become too personalized. So
you,
no way.
You know what I want to know? You do know how to get a check. If it wasn't
a whole
acting,
lot of checks,
what job do you think you would do?
Wow. Okay. So, I don't, honestly, I don't know, like, right? Like, I don't know what jobs I could do. I think in my mind, like, I probably could be a good hairstylist. I still know how to braid a bomb weave down. I feel like I have a good conversation piece, so I would be able to get my clients into it. Like, so girl, somewhere I put Dion in them. I feel like I would be good as a stylist, and you would like to come with me. You know what I'm saying? You would like to come to sit in my chair. And then on the other end of things, I think, like, you know, I could be on somebody's political standpoint, and what do you need, you know, President so-and-so, and I think I'll be able to help write some speeches. I'm good with my words.
Nothing,
you know,
trying to act, campaign.
I think I can do some public.
Not what we hitting into the midterms.
I think I can do some public, some public
on
service.
I got some campaign
some
shit to tell y'all about.
Wait, you got some what?
Have
oh, yeah,
y'all seen?
You ready?
So this is our segment called Vanilla Shit, where we basically take a news article and figure out what's in the news about sex. Have you heard about the man
in New York
that then made a sex tape to show you he's sex positive?
It, what does that mean?
He's a New Look, York House candidate. Yes. And he basically, in his congressional campaign, released a sex tape to demonstrate his commitment to positive sex. His name is Mike Itis. I don't know. It's a white name.
Yep.
But anyway.
It's a white man.
He's an independent. And he wants you to vote for him in New York in the 12th
district.
It
was given independent from the start. From the intro.
He was fucking on camera.
He did a 13-minute video with a sex worker.
Yeah.
And wanted to pretty much.
And that's to help us.
No, it was to showcase, which I think can lead into something great. But it was to pretty much let people know not only he was sex positive, but to get his name out there.
Right.
And so in where you've been in this fucking lane for so long, in terms of getting people to know, like, where you're at, do you ever feel the need to go viral? Or with these new movies, do they say, get popping on TikTok? Or all of, like, the new ways to market things. This politician was like, y'all gonna know I'm sex positive by making a 13-minute sex video. You're gonna see my dick, and here we go.
I think it's a fun.
He was white. You know I didn't watch it. Oh. It was giving pink, and I was cool.
Okay, keep going.
I think that there's a fine line between, like, wanting to get make your stuff exciting to look at and, like, doing anything just for, you know, response and reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a fine line between it. And I think, I don't know. I know for me, I never think to myself, how do I get viral? I say, how do I do something that's really going to connect to my audience? Like, it's more marketing than anything. Like, what's going to be exciting? What's going to make people love this? Or what's going to be funny? What's going to be enjoyable? I think about my audience and getting to them as opposed to just getting the word around. And I think a lot of times we do see people are just like, I want to get the word around. I want my name out there. And there sometimes can be a loss of integrity in that because you're not actually focused on making sure what you're saying is heard. You just want people to see you. Mm. And it's like, okay, well, when they see you, what they really looking at for real?
Yeah.
How do you draw the lines between going viral and being genuine? Only because I've seen you make so many videos about who you are as a person and not as an actor. You've also been open about your skin journey. You've been open about your journey as a woman. What makes you decide to move forward with having those conversations to the public instead of just living through that by your own, like on your own, you know?
It's such a good question, especially when you talk about like the skin stuff, because that's also like hormonal and that's like,
you
that's
PCOS,
very personal.
Right?
So yeah, so I have like the pretty much it's an issue with like your hormone levels, things that you are just born with. It's something that you can't really control. And that can get personal because who really want to talk about their medical? I don't want to talk about my medical
shit. Of course.
Really. But what I did want to say was like, you don't know what people are struggling with. And so while you're thinking that because I'm whoever you think I am, my skin should be this or I should look this way because I'm in this field, I think I just felt so much pressure all the time to be so perfect and to be so whatever people consider is, you know, perfect. And I just kind of wanted to say, you know, I'm not perfect, so let's leave it there.
Speaking of perfect,
you know,
had you ever gone through a phase like where you watched the way women are starting to look now, Instagram, shit like that? Have you had a, should I get a BBL phase?
Oh, I didn't know you was going to say that. I ain't never.
You were like, actually, where are you going with this?
I definitely have looked around and been like, wow, times have changed. Because when we, remember when we were kids, everybody wanted to like hide everything, even their weight.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the change of when we all started being like, yeah, I wear weave, but there was a time and place where people would be like, don't put your hand in my hair. We'd be straight up lying. Yeah. Like, oh, this is all me. You know what I'm saying? Or like, don't ask me that. Like, anything to sway from telling somebody.
Bitch, I bought it. It's mine.
Exactly. And so I have seen the change of people being cool with like, I'm a Barbie or I'm a this, I'm a that, and I got this, I got that. I've never wanted it. And I think the reason why I never felt that way was just, it's not that I don't see the pressures of it in that. Or not even say pressures, but it's not that I don't see that, like, dang, like, there's a lot of, you know, people like this. You know, you see that people like it. But I think for me, I just always felt like, man, you know what? I'm scared, and I just feel like I want to be different. I'm good with being, with standing out and not having whatever everybody else had. That's all right.
What's your favorite part of your body that makes you feel the sexiest?
Really? Honestly, I'm going to be honest. This is going to sound so booty. Because you said my
not
body.
Booty,
I'm
going to
think harder.
This is about to sound so
to
booty.
Me, you got really good legs.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like they're a little thick. Like that little, like, right on the knee. You know, I'm like, we can slim the top. And you
You'll
know what I mean?
Stop
like,
it get a little right now.
Right there. So I think, honestly, I think, and I always think this, and I really feel this way, and it sounds cliche, but I really do think the sexiest thing about me is my personality. Like, if I feel like that's what sells the body. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like it's the attitude that sells the body.
I talk about that all the time. When I was
on everything,
when I was a big old bitch, I would walk into a room, and it don't matter that I'm a big bitch. I would walk into the room, and niggas would be with like these build a body girls. And as soon as I start talking, they would want me.
When I get into all that, you gonna want to talk
me?
You know what I mean?
And what's
I do think I have a good profile though. Profile is shitty.
How do you
now get into it?
How did you get comfortable with, as women, we believe we have to lead with our looks, right?
Yes.
How did you get comfortable with leaning and feeling so confident with your personality? Because as women, we believe looks come first. A lot of women don't feel like their personality matters to these niggas at all.
A lot of times it don't. They cool with you being like this. I've seen it. And I'm like, wow, she ain't got to do nothing.
Be nice. She's boring.
I'm over here. Like, and she just, that should be crazy to me. I've seen it a couple times. And
I got so many pretty boyfriends.
I'm like looking at it, I'm like, wow, mama. Yeah, I get it. I get the life that you're living.
It's a blessing.
That's the life you live.
I'll be honest. It was unintentional that happened to me. I just started to realize in my life that the damn personality overshadows. Like, I feel like I could look like whoever we could think and imagine. Whoever's the hottest damn person in the world is, I feel like I could look like them and that would overshadow. My personality would overshadow the looks. I think no matter what, my personality is always the biggest thing about me.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I never had a chance to rest on my looks because everybody would always compliment me for something else. You're so funny. Or I love how dramatic you are. So no one ever complimented me.
They never said that ass fat.
No, ain't nobody ever said ass fat. Except for one time online. All right, speaking of ass.
Stop. Uh-oh, here we go, here we go.
That we ask
every
single person.
Now we get into it, bitch.
I remember reading through this and people were like, you got to ask Kiki the main question. I was like, I feel so bad, but do you? If you had to, eat ass or suck toes? If you had to pick one. If you don't do them already.
So somebody gunned to my head and gave me the choice. I have no transgressions or hate towards tossing salad. I mean, I think, you know, the choice I'm going to make is not because I think there's something wrong with tossing salad, and I want y'all to know that. I want y'all to know.
Girl, they do not care if you don't want to eat.
She said, add the vinaigrette, bitch.
I'm going to the toes. I'm going to go ahead and do them toes.
Really? Have you ever been with a guy that had a foot fetish?
Never been with a guy that had a foot fetish, no. But I'm going to let you know something right now. I take this boot off and show you these socks, you going to have a foot fetish.
Everybody, oh, wait, you have higher ass feet.
Don't tempt us.
Everybody that has seen these feet. always a gag.
Wait, do they gag on it? Do they?
Have you ever had a man put their your whole foot in their mouth?
I got a big ass foot.
Wait, what size you at? What
size? I'm a size 10, but
oh, bitch,
I'm not far.
Look,
do you have a staircase toe? Like, look. Does it go like this, or is the long one the skinny?
When I tell you my shit even, you can see all my nails. Y'all know that that's a big deal. You don't see everybody's little nails.
Oh, you got a good nail.
Even the baby toe. Okay, not one corn. Not one corn, and they're like a little thick, so they're not like, you know what I mean? Not too slim. It's like.
Do you know this is the richest thing you've said? But I don't have one. Nothing's wrong. Do you think
can I ask you, because it was something that happened to me when I was living in the Bronx, and only in the Bronx, niggas would be like, yo, can I take a picture of your feet? Have you ever been walking with some slides and niggas stopped?
I'm sure you got wiki feet.
And requested your feet?
I have a wiki
somebody
feet.
Somebody did it on like the carpet. They took a picture of my feet.
Wait. You have a Getty images of your feet?
I have a Getty image of the feet. I try to tell y'all what my feet look like.
This toe.
I try to tell you. Put in Kiki feet. And say I'm like,
wait.
You can't okay. Wait.
Because the feet, I didn't choose this life.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
So then let me ask you, what is the thing that turns you on most about a man?
Oh my God.
Oh yes, baby.
You know what I'm hating? I'm gonna tell y'all right now what I hate, and this is
you
like
got a good
thing everybody really loves.
Look,
what I hate is this type of dude. Oh, good. Okay, I see. I hate that guy.
What? Who is it?
Just this guy. This is, talk to me. I'm gonna be the guy, okay?
Okay.
Yo,
hey,
Ma.
What you up to?
Oh, what's good, Weezy? You good? I like them shoes, though, for real.
Thank you, boo. Are you free this
Wait,
weekend?
You're the man, bro.
No,
you're
I'm the man. I'm being the man. You know the man I'm being? Y'all don't know this guy?
You being the raggedy man.
He fucks everybody.
I hate that personality.
I fuck that nigga every time I have sex.
Oh, wait. So you like a friendly
everybody
nigga?
Everybody likes that guy.
Wait, you like a
friendly
like
guy?
I like the goofy guy.
Wait, give us the nigga. Wait. Hold on. Start over. Give us the man that you hate right now.
This is the man I hate. Y'all can talk to me. So okay. Talk to me.
Basically,
questions.
We're calling you because be you canceled right plans and you got to leave me a voice message.
All right, cool. Hey.
Hey, what's up, man? Look. Are you mad at me?
I mean,
let me see you smile. Let me face. I want to see you. I got to see your face.
Hold on. Wait, one moment. FaceTime ringing. Go ahead, bitch. And scene.
I know I canceled and everything. You mad at me? You mad at me, girl?
So
don't do that. Don't do that. My mom and them called. I had to go over there to make sure she was good. You know how it is with the fam. But I'm going to see you. Shit.
When you going to see me, though?
What time is it? Shit. I got to be somewhere at 5 a.m., but I can come over there right now.
How long can you stay for?
I just told
you. Like 20 minutes. It's giving like 20. Like
the cool guy, you know what I'm saying? The guy that's like.
That gives you the bare minimum.
And he's just too cool.
What's normally their profession?
Drug dealers.
Any profession. I'll be honest. Anyone in the industry.
Industry?
Any industry. Damn guy in the industry. And y'all know my personality. I'm like, what's up? Maybe like. Hey, Kiki, I like what you did, right? I can't communicate with this. Stop with that. Cut that shit out. Be normal. All right,
So wait. He gives you the bare minimum. And
he's just
like,
too damn cool,
and
man.
And I'm going to come over cool, and you brother. Take what I can give you. So then, on the flip side, what lets you know, and for all the women listening too, what lets you know when a man is really interested in you?
Okay, so the guy that I'm interested in, period, is the guy that's not afraid to look stupid. Now, and I'm not talking about the guy that's like, I'm goofy, and he's not. I'm talking about the guy that's really, like, awkward and has a huge show. I think people try to be too damn coiffed and too, I don't like
that. What the fuck is the coiffed? I think you just made up a goddamn word.
Just try to
Kiki,
be too,
what is coiffed?
They try to be too smooth. Like, I'm not looking
coiffed.
Yeah, suave.
But she said coiffed.
Now, let me ask you coiffed. Something. You said something to me at dinner the other day that I keep thinking about when you said, you were talking about someone, you said, he acted like he didn't know me. And
they be liars.
That'd be fraud. And he was very fraudulent.
Fraudulent.
Like, but that's the thing, though. When someone...
That was true.
What's the trigger? Can they... Because I remember I interviewed someone that was like, yo, if someone's super fans out, that's too much. But if someone is a fan of your work, are you okay?
I'm okay because, look, especially if you're Black, I know you done seen something. Something. At the bare minimum, Madea.
I was just going to say
at the bare minimum, Madea. And you might have seen something. Come
we
on.
Not bringing up Madea.
Stop popping that gun, Chad.
I understand, but like, goddamn.
What's the Mary J video?
They probably, oh my gosh, that crying one.
That
one's been making its round on the Twitter. Anyhow, back to the thing.
First off, you've been making your run on the Twitter, and I just told you that before we started. Like, bitch, can they not keep recycling you?
I'm living for it. I'm hey, y'all, you know it's your girl. But anyway, back to it. I feel like, what was your question? Damn, we be going so many places.
I know. This is an ADD podcast. Okay, so basically, let's just scratch that. If a guy wants to hit on you, can you answer a DM? What's the way?
So you asked about the fame level.
Yeah, yes, fan shit.
If a guy's like, yo, you be doing your thing, girl. I'm not going to hold you. You be doing your thing. I don't want to do all that, but you be doing your thing. That, I think, is a natural vibe. Like, you can shout me out. You can say, yo, you be doing your thing and leave it at that, and it's not, you know, too much, you mm-hmm. know? Okay, if a guy wants to get at me, it's a hard game. I'm a Virgo at the end of the day. You got to be, because if you go too much.
Hold on. I'm not, real quick. I'm not a stars and moons ass bitch. You just brought up a goddamn Virgo. What the hell does somebody have to do for a Virgo? What does that mean?
Virgos are very finicky. Sadly, it's true. Virgos are very finicky because they want somebody that's going to chase them and be all up on them. But at the same time, don't be thirsty, stupid ass. Don't expect too much from me. Like, it's very weird the level you have to be with us. You have to be willing to tell us you want us. But then when we say, I'm not ready yet, you got to be chill.
So all the men listening are like, y'all bitches don't know what y'all want.
No,
and this
we
is
do.
What it's getting
we like, because what happens is you'll see somebody, you'll be like, they're fine. And then you'd be like, but do I like them for real? And then you have to get a couple of more talks and conversations in before you can like them for real. But you want to make sure that they like you before you even know if you can let yourself like them for
real.
With
you meeting somebody out the gate, what is an immediate turnoff?
When I meet somebody out the gate, what's an immediate
turnoff? What's an immediate turnoff? Outside of the cool guy.
Trying to touch and feel me too much.
Don't. It's not giving consent. And
I don't want to feel your sexual energy so quick. I don't want to feel it.
Let's get back into sexual energy.
I would love to get into that, actually.
Have you ever had a whole phase?
What do you consider a whole phase? Like, what do people mean when they say whole phase?
When we talk about my shit.
But you still in it. It's not a phase then.
Have I been single and just enjoyed and, like, just...
I think a whole phase is when, like, maybe...
Like, what does it mean?
You've had a one-night stand here, too, where you could toss a guy to the side. It's not too much dating. You're really exploring.
I've tossed some guys to the side. I've never done the one-night stand, only because I'm so scared of it.
She said, bitch, I am who I am.
Like, yeah. But that's the thing. That's what I really mean. Like, can you have a whole phase... As Keke Palmer.
I mean, you could do anything as Keke Palmer.
Just talking shit,
but it's just about, like, and I'll be honest, I'm a very, you know, I like, obviously I can like somebody just based off how they look. I'm not blind. But I, in order to get comfortable and sexual, because I'm very like, you know, I can be
What is that? Girl, the way you've been just making shit up, what the fuck is net and net and quaff?
I'm not actually I don't actually jump into a sexual persona. Like, I'm not that girl that's going to be like, so what's good? You know, I could do it in an acting role, you know, like, but I'm not going to be that girl that's like, come over here. Like, I'm not going to be like that.
But so it scared me
and go from zero to there. I need to be a rocking ride. I need to be like, we laughing. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
And then it just ends up like, punch you right in the face. They're going to laugh your way into the deep.
Yes. Yeah. Now, somebody's got a sense of humor. Watch out. Because they're gunning for me.
So can I ask you, though?
Panties off.
I feel like the funnier niggas be ugly as fuck.
And
like,
I'm cool, but that's all right.
So you like an ugly nigga.
I'm fine with
it. Medium ugly is good.
Medium ugly is fine.
It's really okay. As long as you've got a good attitude about you. And you got a good, you know what I mean? You got a good attitude about you. I really would love some height. We can't have,
see your height. Okay, so what is
the height? Are you a size queen?
Wait. No, let's go back to height first and then size.
No, let's go back to dick. Are you a size queen?
She said, I want a kickstand.
So, wait. I think this is the thing, right? Size could be great. But do you know what you're working with, brother?
Right.
Because I don't want you just slamming some shit on. That's a bit much. You know, I care more so about the delicacies of the arrangement. I need things to be comfortable.
I can't stand the way you talk, Keke, and I wanna jump over and mush you in your shit. You,
next week they're gonna be like the way Keke bobbed and weaved.
The delicacies of the arrangement is true. I got this made up just today. Well, and I really love it.
Well, one of our segments here on the show is our hors d'oeuvre, and we would love to know if you have any sex or dating tips to anyone listening. Because you do what it do, and baby, you stay in relationships over the last couple of years. We see you, bitch. We see you on the room, the shade, bitch. So how do you be landing them?
By the way, when you end up on the shade room, I don't know if there's any other black person in America that we don't care what you do. We here
it's
for
you, and we be here for
and
it.
I really, really love my community for that. Because one thing they're gonna do, even if they drag me every now and then, that's normal. That's how we love each other.
They'll be like, but we
they
love you.
Always have my back. Now that's
what wait, you get dragged. What you been dragged for last?
I mean, I really don't. I mean, I think everybody gets dragged. You know, it's
everybody.
Not like, it ain't
right.
Nothing that's I've been dragged for, and I'm like, oh my God, they dragged me. But I'm just saying, everybody, if you don't get dragged by the community, you're not loved.
You're not who you is.
I mean, honestly, it's taken as a compliment. They paid attention.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I'm cool with it because
Keke, you sounded like a 57-year-old right now. I can. They paying attention. Keke, I told you before we started.
They do ignore a lot of people.
Baby, the way
they do. They do ignore folks. It's like, damn, they can't even get your attention, you know? Crazy.
I can't tell you. Okay, so what would be your tip
to
women dating or wanting to land a man or even in the bedroom? What has been something that's worked for you?
Wow. So I'll say, for the bedroom, say what you want. Say what you need. Say if it doesn't feel right, if you want to do that. Just be honest, because I think porn has really ruined our ideas of sex. And I think for years, like, I realized, you know, wow, what I was doing before wasn't even really experiencing anything. Mm-hmm. It was like I was just going through the motions of something. I wasn't actually actively being intimate with the person I was with. It was almost just like a flesh-to-flesh engagement, as opposed to, wow, we're actually communicating and talking and having an enjoyment with one another. Like, I could laugh right now. I could say, now, boy, what was you trying to do with that? And we're like,
yo, have you said that before?
Yeah.
Have you said that before?
Yes. I'm like, now you know that got weird there. Let's move it around. Like, I love to be normal. And I think I always felt like everything had to be so
beautiful.
I love laughing during sex. That's the best part.
I can't do this serious shit. And so I think, and obviously that's me, because I know there's somebody out there that's like, yo, I'm serious. And I think that's great too.
But not for you.
But not for me. And so I think if yours is not like that, if yours is a little bit weird or dead or whatever you think it is, it's okay because it's yours. And that's how you're going to find your right partner instead of trying to think you got to be somebody. So that's what I think about the sex one. And for the dating and stuff, I mean, it's different things, y'all. Because if you want to be single and you're just trying to get laid, there's a couple of things for that.
Yep.
And then if you want to actually get you a partner, there's a couple of things for that. So
let's get into that one. So we talked about
getting
sex.
A partner.
Well, how do you lead when you're intentional about dating?
Oof. Being intentional about dating, I think, is first of all, not dating somebody that you know doesn't follow along the criteria. And what I mean by that is not being judged. Excuse me. That had a little gas.
It's the pH 9.5 alkaline water.
You can edit that out loud on the mic. I think that when you're intentional with dating, it should be that person should be at least, how can I say this? Like, they should be somewhat what you truly want to end up with.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I'm trying to be serious and I want to have a new situation with somebody that I'm with and then get with somebody with three kids. You know, because it's kind of like that's probably going to be a different
situation
for you.
Why the three kids is a problem?
You know what I mean? Like, and even if it's one kid, you know what I'm saying? It's just like if that's not what you...
Be ready.
If you be ready for whatever you're asking for. So if you're going to get serious with somebody, are they somewhat what you want?
I also think this is an age thing because... Three kids, if you're in your 40s and meet someone with three kids, that's different.
You know why? Because you probably already have kids as well.
Right.
And that's different. I just think you need to find somebody that your lifestyles can match with. A lot of times we say we're serious and we're intentional with dating, but then we find somebody that's like, they don't have a visa. You know, whatever it is, like we're like, but I love them. And it's like, girl, you don't want to see that.
Girl,
man,
he's a felon. He can't go to Canada.
Stop.
What are you
going to
say? It is his fault. He got a felony. See what I mean? Bitch, he a felon for his reason.
Like, it's like, we really sometimes say we want to be intentional with dating, but like, the dating we're doing is actually like, we're just doing anything. You know?
Well, and we're hoping that eventually we can change whoever we find attraction to be who we want them to be.
When the dick is good, Kiki, I was telling Mandy in a few episodes
some bullshit.
So I've
some bullshit.
Said, I like broke dick. Here's why. They just... You don't have a job when your dick is that pump. Why?
But I want to know. But that's already I'm scared because what
now
you
gonna rob me, bitch?
And why is it like that? Why is it like that?
Because you need a home.
At that point, do we need to start OnlyFans? Do we need? Like, why is your?
But can I do that?
That's the job, though. Don't you see?
Would you do that with a partner? Would you ever do that?
Put him on OnlyFans?
Would you ever make a tape with a person?
Hell no.
Coming your way soon.
You PTV? Really?
Hold on. I did have a question I wanted to come back to speaking of OnlyFans.
Legs up, back out.
Has definitely been something that's fucked us all up.
Problem.
But when you watch porn, when you do watch porn, what'd you type in?
I only like girl on girl porn because it's nice and beautiful and everything is the delicacies of the arrangement. I don't like all that rough stuff.
The delicacies of the arrangement.
I don't like all that rough stuff.
Hey, real quick, are you who media trained this bitch before she came in? Delicacy of the arrangement, that's what y'all talking
about. I think we really did something with the delicacies of the arrangement.
No, I wanted to talk happy and the gag is, but you know what? Back to gag.
Were we close to gag? Okay.
I wanted
the delicacy of the arrangement.
Because I think that over the years you've been sexier. Like when you're starting to
wow.
Like no. You started getting like
Keith had the glasses on, bitch. She wasn't sexy as
the Kiki's sexy now. If you swipe, Women's Health, you was sexy. The Glamour Mag, you was sexy.
Oh, wow.
And what's my favorite pick? I told you with the white top. Your Note premiere.
Oh yes,
that
I love that
sexy.
One.
So when you look as sexy and they ready to get it, are you normally like the sub girl? Do you like to be told what to do?
Yep.
You are?
Yeah, because I'm already bossy in real time. I don't need to
shut me up.
You know what I mean? I feel like definitely when I'm in an intimate space with someone, I'm very much so like, at your service.
Ooh! Have you ever done role play?
Yes.
What kind? I need to know
the role.
I'm
going to a full script. I'm going to a...
Come on, actor.
Honestly, it turns into a rom-com. I really do enjoy it. But like, wow. Who knew that I'd see you at the high school reunion? And then he'll say his line.
What's his line? Hold on, let's go.
Well,
let's go.
Hold on, come on. Okay, okay. Which one of y'all?
Oh, bitch, she did the
okay,
classes.
Easy. Me and you.
Okay.
Wow. I did not expect to see you at the high school reunion. What's been going on?
I mean, you know, I've actually come into my sexuality. I found out I'm a lesbian.
Really?
I did, Kiki.
Well, me and... I mean, I think I felt that in high school with you.
You did?
I never mentioned it. I always had feelings and thoughts, but I just thought to myself, you know what? Like, she'd never be into me. And
is this why you called me over to hang?
I mean, I wasn't... Look,
I can't do it. See what I mean? And bitch, I was about to be ready to be like, well, right, the bathroom is over there. Bitch, I was ready. Well, you should come over. I would love to show you how I make dirty, extra dirty olive martinis at my crib.
You would have been too rough. I don't like
wait,
how you was.
See, no, this is phony. This is phony.
But this see, is acting, ho.
But no, in terms of being like, in terms of engaging with women.
Yes.
So you would prefer someone a little less aggressive. So to me, you seem like someone who would not be aggressive at all, but also... Where I would be more direct in tone, like, because bitch, you're not finna tease me all night. Because I ain't got time for
I
that
think
shit.
I give more of that STEM energy. So it's somewhere in between.
Okay, so then.
You had it in note.
But, well, in the way that someone then hits on you, of course, with women, it could be different. Some women love someone who's more direct, others like someone who's more shy.
I like them to be direct. Now, this, I know it's unfair because I don't like it with, I don't like it with guys.
Same.
But with girls, you could touch, do it with touch. They okay. can be I'm cool with a girl. If a girl's making a move and she's trying to get me into the vibe, I'm cool with her being like, stop, and just hugging me for no reason because I'm like, I know what that means. I know what that means. You held my hand a little bit too long. I know what that means. So I'm cool with girls. If that's a level of aggression, I'm cool with. But if it goes to the level of aggression being like, so what's up? Oh, shit. That spooks me.
Why does that spook you from a woman?
And from guys,
well,
too.
And it's weird because
that's a lot.
To me, I'm actually the opposite because I've dealt with so many women where
girls do play a lot,
but girls play too much.
Girls do play. So, they play a lot.
Are we gonna eat pussy or not?
They do play a lot.
And so, to me, the playing, I would rather know out front because
guys play a lot too, though.
No, guys will fuck a chicken sandwich. So, like, to me, like literally, they don't be playing. You know what they want. With women, though, it's like. I would actually prefer knowing, are you just flirting with me or do you actually like women?
I feel you 100%.
You feel me?
So I understand the directness, but it's just like, man, with that directness, you could break the moment. So it's like, it's just a teeter-tottery game.
Yeah, because the moment is, bitch, you better end up like,
can I have a song and dance, huh?
Yeah, I want a song and dance again.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro. Pairs well with anything. Pro. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now, I want to know if we can get into some terms. I just am very curious to see how much you know about kink.
I'm very excited. I want to know how much I know about kink. Okay. Because kink has some ranges, guys. So let's get into it.
Oh, you didn't know? This one's an easy one.
Okay.
Teabagging.
Teabagging is when the balls go bump.
Cuckolding.
That's when, say it again.
Cuckolding.
Is that when you watch your girl do something with somebody else?
Come on, ding, ding,
damn
ding.
Damn it, ding, ding. You good?
Golden shower.
Pissing on you.
Pissing on you. A rim job.
A rim job is when you lick in the, around the booty.
The booty hole. Right? Yeah. Go ahead.
A pearl necklace is when you give her a pearl necklace, right?
Wait, yeah. No. What is a pearl necklace?
It's the delicacies of the arrangement end up being...
Yo, you gotta chill.
When it come a fluid and it ends up hanging on your neck.
All right, this one is one that your team didn't know, which I love.
Very
snowballing.
Ooh.
Damn, y'all really stopped me. Damn, I thought everybody was with the guys of Frank. Okay, snowballing.
Snow is white.
Yeah, I know it's got to do with, but I'm trying to figure out the balling. It's the balling that's throwing me off. Just tell me.
It's some nasty shit.
It's basically when a dude ejaculates.
Come on, ejaculate.
Into your mouth.
Oh, shit.
And y'all make out.
No, he spits it into your mouth. Like, there's a whole... like, it's not just making out, bro. But like, tell me what it is.
No, I just thought it was like, you kiss me.
No, but you... Back into his, like, it's
how
a,
do you get to that level? I want to know, not even the spinning, but how do you get
hold
to
on,
that
hold
level?
Hold on. How does role play, you ready, there? Kiki? You ready?
No.
You ready? You ready with the role play?
This is how you get
only
there.
Only because I've been there many times, Kiki.
Wait, how did
if you ask, oh, baby, I let it. So, so, they're from the back. Can you come in my mouth? Oh, I want you to come in my mouth so much. And so then in my
it
mouth
sounds like a porn.
And then my mouth, oh, she's bitch, hello. And then so I'm like, he's like, ooh, about to bust. And I'm so he moves out. And I'm like, And then I'd be like, And then I keep it. And then I'd be like, in my mouth, stay right there. And then I lean over him. And
no,
I'm like,
you don't,
that is
Mandy.
So performed.
My oh, bitch,
this,
no, bitch.
My thing is this. How is that so performed? I don't understand the performance nature of this.
First off, you're
sex.
A fucking actress.
Crazy.
It's a performance and scene, bitch.
You did a good job.
You better stay in character while I'm making.
That was a very good performance.
And then it's like, and then it's like, you better swallow, nigga.
I don't understand how the...
Swallow it. It's you. It tastes good, right? You better be healthy.
Well, we know who's co-writing Ho and Tell season 2.
Oh, my God.
You better be healthy.
I don't understand how the performance nature, how it gets there.
I just did it.
Oh, she's saying, how do you get to that nasty?
Like, how do you get... Yeah, how does it just... let me just...
What do you think is the nastiest thing you're into?
Honestly, guys, I think my shit is must be wag because I don't be doing nothing crazy. You know what it is? Because I'm the kind of person that's like, I love it so much.
What about you're choke? Intimate?
Can I get
you're
you intimate. Choke? I'm cool with that, but I just don't know how we get there.
Like, so what
like,
I just said.
It's all so happy and so nice, and everything is just like, all right. It's like a little bit of choke I can feel, but like, how does it get to the point where you're like,
because
wow,
you know what? Like, so right. it gets there by like you letting this person know, I love every single thing about you,
even the salon,
including your.
Really,
it is like I don't lick this in between this nigga's toes. So of course I could take your saliva in my mouth and your cum should go back into yours and we love each other fully.
You know what this reminds me of? You know how they say like blood brothers when you like you cut each other open and you that must be another.
Did you
way.
Just
That's
watch The Craft,
so
bitch?
Interesting.
No,
that
I didn't.
That is given The Craft.
Okay.
Thinking about this. Man.
So share something I think that's basic.
Okay.
Hotel sex, maybe on the balcony, public but not so public. Are you into that, or do
I think
you feel
that's
like?
Fun.
Do you think like, oh my god, paparazzi's coming?
No,
in LA, bitch, him
I mean,
be right on that balcony.
Like, just use your mind. Be real on point with
you. I do like a good like we on the balcony. There's
public,
people coming,
I think
but
that's, I think the public kind of thing. It could be quite fun. It could be quite fun depending on where you're doing it at. It could be quite fun.
Where you do it at?
I really love the vibes of like being out of the way, like you know Joshua Tree. You know, I like to go out and
that's hot.
Zones.
Just
a, I don't who rode here with you? I Kiki Mayo.
I love the vibe of Joshua Tree.
In the middle of Utah where no one is, bitch, that's where bitch, what are you saying?
It's still outside. It's
okay.
Still because the motherfuckers be driving out there and they're like, hey.
All right, let's get into listener questions for the fans.
Oh my gosh, listeners ask.
They did ask questions for you, sis.
For
so
me?
We already talked about how fame and navigating relationships, role play. This one I like. In film, how awkward are the intimacy scenes? Have you had
any? Very awkward. They're weird because ain't nobody doing nothing. I mean, it's like, you know, we're just like trying to hold ourselves up and, you know, trying to get the right position. You know what I mean? Like, I think the most fun love scene that I had was with the girl from Pimp. We had a blast. Rihanna, you know, baby, this is what you came for, was what was
Ooh.
Playing on the tracks. And we was just having a ball. We both, I was like, you ain't got to be scared, girl. I was like, she's like, you don't either. And I'm like, let's kill it, girl. And we just started making out. And it was just like a fun time rolling around. It was just, I really enjoyed it. It was the most fluid type of quote unquote love scene that I had.
Oh, that means you gay. Oh, gay.
And I really loved it. The other ones are very like.
Can I ask you because
maybe
even
because
I think
men they want to
the
be so
I think
so
it's very stressful for the guy.
Yeah. In terms of even on scene and out scene, so you know you're a fucking actor to the fucking core,
but you
also can fucking sing. Have you ever seduced a man with your vocals?
Yes.
Ooh.
I've seduced many men.
And
with
what
my
did you sing? And can I hear how you seduced them?
Well, it's not even like I would sing to them. I would just do stuff where it's like, you know, where we'd be kicking. I'm like, you know that one song, like, like do something.
Yeah, my pussy went.
And they're like,
yep.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you can sing it. I'm like, yes, stop. You know, and then they're hooked. They're like, she's talented.
People love talent.
Yo, they love up. Any type of like,
love
even if you
talent.
Even if you could juggle somebody, it'd be like, wow. People love to see you do something.
They do.
You know, oh my gosh, people love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yo, you're right. And that's why
I always get the most compliments after a live show.
But that's,
yes,
but that's also why I would never date an R&B nigga. You're not finna sit here and get me.
Yeah.
You're not finna get me.
And that's the thing. When you're also into the singing, you can tell. I know what you're doing. So I mean,
ooh,
you know,
baby,
I'm never able to get me because I'm like, I do that trick.
Okay,
not impressed.
Not impressed. I think the last question. We've got one more. What would it be?
This is
really fun.
Yeah.
I didn't ask mine.
It has been fun.
I didn't ask mine.
All right, I know mine. Kiki, if you had a podcast, what would it be about?
Okay. It would be about diving into all crazy type of shit. Shit like, you know, where the hell is Tom from MySpace? It would be like
he's on Raya.
Is Tom on Raya for real?
Yep.
Wait, is he really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love
you. Tom. You matched him or was it a
my homegirl did.
No, I feel like that's a serial killer. They be using fake pictures.
Y'all
now.
Both know what homegirl it is. You've met her.
It would be about just my, I would explore my curiosity. So it would just be about any type of weird, deep subject, from metaphysics to sexuality to psychology to any category. It would just be about all these different things. I would have, obviously, you know, I think I really would love to talk to experts and people that would like just wow me with the information they know, that I could just, you know, pick their brain about any topic. But I would just want to be curious about all this. Like, I'm a very curious person.
So you said I would want to be the Black woman Joe Rogan. Great. That's pretty much and it's cool because he got $100 million deal. So
true.
Of course you would want to go for that.
I would want to see you in a space where people have to teach you something you don't know. I feel like watching you in on YouTube, just sitting there being like, what would be the best? All right. Now tell everybody where they can watch HeTV, the shows that you're in.
Really?
That's yes, I mean, we can, Nora's over here giving us the hands, girl.
See, media
and
trains.
I want to give you one back.
What was it? The
But I really need y'all to know that this is really fun and enjoyable. And next time we should do it again.
So
I would
again?
The only thing I would say is, you know, I would love a charcuterie board just right there. Because that's one thing. I'll bring it the next time. Because I really want to eat with y'all too and laugh with y'all.
They get really mad when
Wait, can we do a mukbang with the mukbang?
If we did a mukbang episode, y'all call me back for a mukbang.
Can we do a mukbang?
Oh my gosh, that would be so much fun.
Can we do that on KTV?
I would love that.
I would do a mukbang.
We got to do a mukbang.
What's the right word?
I said mukbang. Mukbang.
Stop doing that like that.
Mukbang.
Let's make the record clear right now. I never meant to offend.
That's how you say it.
Who did you drive here with?
I say it like that.
Mukbang.
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 I just want to do it correctly.
Me too. I heard you speak Spanish, Kiki. You did it very good, looking Spanish.
I really love this time that I have with y'all. Honestly, I'm actually very sad I had to leave because I love all this stuff
this
that we talk about.
No, you were great. You were great.
You're a little hoe in Kiki, that's why.
And real quick, too, I do just want to say, for those people who have not ran into you publicly, like, you were at our our LA live show.
Had a blast.
And when I ran into you BET Awards, you embraced me and you were always, you were always the same energy. And I know people, like, famous people be really weird.
Yeah.
You have always held the same energy every time I've seen you, every time we've been in the same room.
You're a normal gal.
And so anyone watching who may be like, that's my homegirl, I hope she's really like this, you have literally been the same energy every time we've been in the same room. And I just wanted to be sure that the public knew that you were that girl.
Oh my gosh, girl.
Seriously,
I
swear to God. Like,
that really means a lot.
You really are, just because these bitches be weird and you're not. So, like, just wanted to make sure everyone who was watching this knows
that you are
this cool.
We'd be shocked.
I love y'all. Well, have me back. I'm here for the mukbang. And
before you come to New York, let's go.
Oh my gosh. That's where I thought we was doing this. So we do got to do
something. We was, but you had a little time.
It was me that did it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that y'all made it adjustment. So we can have the delicacies.
I flew here for you,
so we can have the delicacies of the arrangement. Anyway, you can catch KTV. It's free. Okay. No subscription, nothing. YouTube, Facebook, all of the stuff. Check the KTV Network Instagram page for any information. And you know, you can catch your girl everywhere all at once, like the movie.
Give them where? Spell it.
I mean, I'm on HBO. I'm on Hulu.
No, don't do the flex. Now we're going to
okay,
like,
look,
join
go
us
ahead.
On Patreon. That's what we're about to say.
No, thank you so very much. Y'all make sure y'all support this queen wherever the fuck she at, because she is that girl. And we are so appreciative to having you here on Horrible Decisions.
I love y'all. Keep killing it. And I love those live shows. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Because you was there.
I was there, but y'all had me up there.
And check me out. I host the Hoe and Tell after show on Key TV. Am I on there hoeing? No, but I made every single actor uncomfortable.
Thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Until next time, bye.
Parking car. When I knew that they could just take my car and charge it instead of me parking it, I was like, oh, I want to live here. But, yeah.
Wait, for you, did you have like a Tesla or an
electric
car? That's amazing. I didn't know. Wait, Columbia Square would do that, or the place that you
Columbia Square. So I almost moved in, but then I kind of wanted to live in a house. I just found what I liked, so. So cute, though. Columbia Square.
I love it. It's so fun. So five of my best girls.
So it's right here.
Yeah, I was like 3 minutes away.
Okay, perfect. Ready? So Mandy starts it off by saying, it's bonus beach, but I can't say it with her inflection. So now I feel like I failed. So I would like to say, we never really have white guests. So I'm going to get my Valley girl. We don't.
The pumpkin spice.
Well, Mandy loves pumpkin spice.
I know, actually, I heard that.
The irony of that. You know what it is, though? We actually, yesterday I was thinking about that. I went to a Spotify dinner and I was the only black girl there. There was a lot of Asian girls, no Latinas. And I was like, oh my God, there's so many podcasters I want to have on. But also, like, are my followers going to think, and our listeners going to think we sold out? So we have a white guest. They have to actually be really interesting.
So, geez, no pressure, but
no, tell us the nun shit for real. Actually, I'm trying to think who it's really just because our podcast started on the premise of having sex talk for black people. Right. Okay. And over the years, I mean, we've had guests that we felt like, okay, we've got to have them, but it's moreover because the conversations that were happening before horrible for me when I was listening to sex podcasts weren't necessarily relative to my life. So I just wanted stories that felt like things that actually happened to me, whether it be, but now white girls wear clip-ins and stuff. So that was my main thing. It was like, you know, oh, how do I explain my wig or my ponytail? And like all my white friends now wear weave. Do you?
No, but sometimes.
No tape-ins, nothing?
Not right now.
Give us something. What's the blackest thing you do?
No. Oh my gosh. You know, I did. So I did. And then I was making out with a guy and he felt the back of my hair and he was like, what is that? And so when I stopped.
That shit is so embarrassing. Because
I got busted and I was like, oh man, but it looks so good.
Everybody does it.
It looks so good. Like, it looks so healthy and so like full. And
I know. Yeah. And also, like, if you get the right kind that are good enough for your hair, like, the protective stuff. Anyway, okay, I won't get into it because we should be talking about sex. But we have Katie in the house.
Hello.
Who is, when I say owner and creator of the company?
Yeah.
And it's called?
Lavinia.
Lavinia.
Yes.
Every time I, like, am reading it, I think of, like, where did that come from?
So she's like a Roman mistress.
Okay. It's from a movie. Who was the famous Lavinia?
It's like, she's like a Roman mistress, like a goddess. Like it's from mythology.
Why that name?
It's become like a popular first name too.
Okay. But why Roman mistress for the name of a...
I actually try to keep that on the down low because I don't want to like trigger anybody. So sometimes I say like...
Trigger them by saying mistress?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, everybody who listens to this has probably been one at some point.
I love it.
But yeah, what's Lavinia?
So it was just a sex god, basically.
I mean, your company.
Oh, sorry. That we're still talking about the name. So our whole goal is to enhance people's sex life through cannabis. So all of the products that we're working on are exclusively designed to do that. We launched last year with a silicone-based lubricant. And then we're working on some really exciting products. We're in R&D for some anal sex products.
What's R&D?
Research and development.
Oh, R&D. So, oh, wow.
Yeah. No. That's if you don't know what R&D is, you don't know what R&D is. But if you'd like to try out the product, you can and give us feedback. That's essentially what it is.
I'm scared to put weed in my pussy, but like also at the same time, I do like smoking and sex. I've done like, I don't know. I've had a lot of experiences with cannabis and sex. Some are good, some are bad, but I have heard of THC infused products. I never use them, but I'd be willing to try the lube. I have a new partner and we are using condoms, so.
Oh, great.
I need help.
Great. So I need help. Cannabis is a vasodilator, which essentially means that it increases blood flow. So, you know, like when you smoke weed and sometimes your eyes turn red, basically the blood vessels are actually increasing in size and the blood flow is increasing as a result. And so the same thing happens.
Your ass gets bigger. Your ass loosens up.
I mean, are we talking about anal? Is this what you mean?
I'm just thinking, where do I really need to be opened up and dilated?
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.